ride. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister. Brought to you in part by WrestleCourt.com. And now,
what's going on, everybody? Thank you very much for joining us. I am Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, and let's get right to the phone lines. Let's see, joining me today, headliner Joe Bates. Joe Bates.
Oh my God!
How the hell are you doing, Joe? How's your week been?
Oh man, I can't complain. You know, Madden came out, so I'm pretty happy. I've been playing a lot of Madden lately.
Oh yeah, man. That's so great to hear that you play video games, man. It's been a long time since I've played. I've thought about getting something, you know. I haven't played in, shit, it's been at least 15 years, man. And here lately I thought,
yeah,
man, I'm about to be 50 now. I think I deserve to get another system. Bring that shit back in my life.
Well, I just went over the age of 30, and I'm now, like, thinking about buying, like, swords from video games. So I really got to reconsider what I'm doing in my life.
Well, let me tell you, man, it becomes a sickness, though, man. Be careful what you choose, because it becomes a sickness, man. Like, right now, I'm going on, like, 30 guitars, man. I've become a freaking collector,
man.
It's a freaking sickness, man. It's like, why? I'm running out of space, Joe. I don't know what the hell to do, man.
I looked up today buying a barber chair. I was like, I'll just have a barber chair in my house. Like, why? Why would I be doing that?
Hey, but that can be very cool, though. That it's definitely a conversation piece. Definitely a conversation piece.
I ain't lying.
Also with us today, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Christian. What's going on, Christian? How are you doing?
What up, what up, what up, my people? This is Christian, and don't forget to tune in on Saturday at 8 p.m. for my show, Radio Renegades. I've been doing good, Minister. How about you?
Hell, this guy with the early plug, Christian from Philly. Man, I'm doing fantastic, guys. Except for, you know, earlier, you know, I got up, man, I put the roast in the crock pot, you know, chopped up the onion, put the carrots in, all that good stuff, right? And then, you know, I turn it on, and I take off, and I come back a few hours later, man, and it's like, what the hell? The house, nothing smells like anything, nothing, right? And I go over to it, the freaking plug had come out, man.
Well,
I'm behind like 3 hours on dinner, man, but it'll be all right, man. Other than that, everything is going smooth and swell. We had a week of wrestling this week, man. It was telling as far as what's going on, you know. We've got the Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar saga. And, you know, I'm just not convinced that either one of those guys is going to walk out with the championship. Because there's so much things that goes into play right now, man. I mean, WWE's got hella money to spend with their TV deals that they just got. And Batman, I don't know where Batman is right now, but he's probably out saving the world. So hopefully he can get called in. Maybe he can call in a little while. I don't know. You know, sometimes these things take time. So, you know, whatever he's doing, you know, shout out to Batman. But anyway, as I was saying, guys, you know, WWE's got hella money right now, man, to spend. They got the TV deals going on. They can afford to do whatever the hell they want. Brock Lesnar, his contract is up soon. We all know that. But could they, you know, get him to sign an extension? Apparently, there's word going around the campfire that he was in talks with them just this past week, you know, about, I guess, maybe even an extension. So we'll see how that plays out. but I'm not convinced yet. Joe, are you convinced that either one of those two guys, Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar, will be walking out with the championship, the Universal title?
The what?
The Universal Championship at SummerSlam. Are you convinced that either Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar will walk out as champion?
I am convinced Roman Reigns will have his moment, and then the next episode, Braun Strowman will take it for a little.
Braun Strowman. See, I don't know, man. I'm not sure that Braun Strowman is going to be the guy. And that worries me, because it worries me that he might be headed, and for what reason, God knows, man. But it worries me that he might be headed into Bray Wyatt status, because, I mean, there's so much talk going on that, you know, is Lesnar going to re-sign? There's a possibility that Lesnar walks out as champion in a big FU to everybody. And just because of Vince's stubbornness to want to put himself in WWE over, and with Brock Lesnar, you know, fighting Cormier coming up in January, I think it is, early February maybe, I don't know when it is exactly, but, you know, he wants that publicity for WWE. And so I'm not sure go ahead.
I wouldn't be surprised if Lesnar won, but I don't think there's going to be a Money in the Bank cash-in until the Raw after the next Raw. And I think, he said Braun Strowman, before he's going to get Bray Wyatt status, I don't think he is, because he currently, outside Ronda Rousey, is the most interesting thing on Raw, which is, there's not a lot of interesting things going on, but him and Kevin Owens having their little feud right now, I'm interested in it. I'm excited to see what happens with that. But outside that and Ronda Rousey, there's really nothing to watch Raw. I mean, they have to see that, I have to assume. But I can see Lesnar holding the title for a little bit longer. But I think Reigns is going to have his moment of overcoming Lesnar. And Lesnar will just kind of wrestle a pay-per-view here and there.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting thought. You know, the thing is, Christian, what about you, man? What are your thoughts on this? Who early prediction here? Let's not make it a prediction, but just give us your thoughts on, you know, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Are you convinced that either one of those two is walking out with the title?
Here's what I see could happen. I could see Braun Strowman winning the briefcase that match at SummerSlam, but I could also see Kevin Owens taking him out so that he doesn't cash in on SummerSlam. I could see Brock Lesnar retaining because of the whole Paul Heyman thing with the whole swerve. So it's obviously going to be a swerve. Roman Reigns is going to lose again. And then probably by next Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar gets a cash in by Braun Strowman, and Braun Strowman wins the Universal Championship. That's the only thing I could see that could go down.
That's interesting. And, of course, T-Rock Plutonium on Monday Night Fallout, he put it out, you know, basically the way it's going to happen. Either Lesnar walks out as champion, either Reigns walks out as champion, or freaking Kevin Owens walks out as champion, or now even there's the possibility that, what's his face, the Indian guy, Jinder Mahal, because he's in the mix now with KO.
Well,
so possibilities.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Jinder because, as I stated last week on Fatal 4-Way, the news, Jinder Mahal is going to get fired by the WWE.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Jinder either, and hopefully it will not be Jinder. But anyway, I think that's enough of that Roman Reigns segment there. Let's Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar there. I mean, you know, I'm just still not convinced that either one of those two is walking out. Personally, I would love to see KO walk out. He screws freaking Strowman somehow and then cashes in. But if he screws Strowman, though, I could see Strowman taking him out later on the cash-in.
You know what
I
see?
It's so much, man. Yes, Christian.
You know what I see now that this has been happening for 2 Monday Night Raw straight? I could see Corbin screwing Reigns. I can see, like, Reigns winning the match, but then Corbin screws him and restarts the match, and Lesnar retains.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how that plays out. But we're still a week away, guys. We're from the go-home, you know. So next week will be the go-home, the final shenanigans before SummerSlam. But it's interesting also, though, that Strowman has lost his last two matches on Monday Night Raw. It's very interesting. So moving on, I'll tell you what, man. Why don't we just go ahead and get some of these commercials out of the way? Let's go out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to our ratings or our SmackDown Live review and analysis. So we will be right back after these words on Fatal 4-Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
Hi, this is Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, owner of the World Generation Podcast. Never mind the looping music in the background. That's not important. What is important is that I thank all of you from the bottom of my grit-sized heart for listening to the World Generation Podcast. You may have noticed that I am not including the word network in our name anymore. No, yes, maybe. That was done intentionally to see if you are paying attention. But I digress. Nevertheless, we are dropping the network, but keeping the name. And World Generation Podcast Network is now simply World Generation Podcast. Same great shows, with none of that bitter aftertaste. So you keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep delivering the good each and every week, right here on the World Generation Podcast. Peace!
I've always been accused of being a big mouth. I've always been accused of being a bully. But Cornette, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've always regarded you as nothing more than a clown. You like to be funny on television. Your suits look like Stevie Wonder. Put them together for you. Bob Eaton, we used to be close. And the reason I say used to be close is because I always took care of your body. I grabbed the little girl and I brought her to your table. And I said, Bobby, this was for you. Because you ain't got the sense to ask her yourself. Stan Lane, you've chased women so long, you've become one of them. You're like two of those bros last night at the Ramada Renaissance that were jousting back and forth to see who could get at the horseman. The bottom line is, we stand in a class by ourselves. The bottom line is, David Crockett, you do a lot of pretty things in the air, Bobby, but wars are won and lost on the ground, and on the ground where the best there is. And that's going to manifest itself, Cornette. You try to whack me in the back with that sissy tennis racket, you know where I'll shove it.
Talk about promos, man. Arn Anderson.
Mr. Minister.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know I have to do the news in the later segments, but I have to say this one right now. It's breaking news. This one's important.
Well, shit. Hold on. Give me just a second, man. Since it's breaking news, okay, I have something for you here just for that. I know it's breaking news, man, but give me just a second. Let's see, because I think I have something here just for that. I wish, hell, God dang it. Hold on, hold.
Sounds like you're about to glitch yourself.
Okay, here we go. Quiet on the set, can we please?
And now, Christian from Philly with the news.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say the news later on after the show, but I have to say there's one breaking news before we continue on with the radio show. Colt Cabana is suing CM Punk for $1 million.
Whoa.
Oh, man. I saw that earlier. About an hour
what
ago.
In the,
but anyway.
What in the hell?
Yeah, but it's true.
He's suing him for over legal fees.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, you know, he had a verbal agreement with them via text message is what I've read. And so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I had no idea that this friendship had been tainted, I guess, so to speak.
Let's continue with Fatal 4-Way news. Fatal 4-Way, man. I'm shocked.
We'll give it a, how about that? Well, thanks for the teaser, though. We'll talk more about that on Saturday. With Christian
All right.
and Batman. So, let's go ahead and continue now with the SmackDown review and analysis portion of our show, because it was a great show, guys. It's a hell of a show, man. Let me get situated here. We had from Florida again, no less, guys, from Florida. So Randy Orton comes out, and he cuts a epic promo, man, about talking about how Jeff Hardy and, you know, he's lost his identity and he stole his identity last week and shit. And at first he downed the crowd, too. He was talking about how he vowed to take out and destroy every superstar and dismantle their identities and how he was going to become so violent that people are going to want to change the channel. But they won't change the channel because they still believe. They believe in their superheroes like Jeff Hardy. And, you know, he said that he erased the Enigma. And then he went on to say that he was doing it because he doesn't get the respect he deserves from the fans or anyone in the back. And so then he gives a rundown about his whole career and shit, stating that he was the youngest world champion. And you know what, man? He was. So kudos to him on all these fronts because he was the youngest champion and whatnot. And you know, he talks about choices and everybody has choices and whatnot. But I thought it was a great promo to start out the show. However, I would have liked to have seen it with somebody attacking him or, you know, something maybe leading to a match against him and somebody or something. But I don't know, man. It didn't work out that way. But Joe Bates, what were your thoughts on the promo?
Man, I gotta tell you, SmackDown killed it today, Ken, on promos. I thought that Randy Orton promo was great. Also, a thing I noticed on Raw and SmackDown is the crowds are great. Like, that crowd was amazing
in
Orlando.
Florida crowd, yes.
They were eating everything up, and it was like they were cheering Orton, but still it was kind of like, it was more a respect cheer, I guess. I would have liked Orton to say, oh, now you cheer up for me, now you suck up to me, it's too late. I would have liked something like that. But other than that, Orton just killed it with that. And I'm hoping, here's the problem. Every now and then Orton gets a little bit of a run with like promos and kind of heals up. Kind of like how he was that weird tool when he worked for the Authority. But I'm hoping his matches measure up to how his promos are going. Because that's the big thing. He still has boring matches. So I'm hoping that kind of steps his game up next.
Now that you mentioned it, I completely forgot. Yeah, you know, everybody is loving Orton right now, but wait until he gets to the matches. I seem to recall maybe this time last year, I guess, or a little bit longer than that, but I seem to recall people having a rough time, you know, and watching the matches and commenting about them. You know, even as they were going on, I saw some of that. People were not digging him. He was phoning it in. You're right. Christian, your thoughts, Randy Orton, do you think he's going to bring it to the matches as well as he has on his promos, or do you think he's going to phone it in when it comes to his matches, the quality of his matches?
I think the type of match that Randy Orton needs is a no disqualification match. It's like no holds barred. That way he can show his business side to everybody. That way, like, the one match that I absolutely loved in Randy Orton was against Mick Foley when he was in Evolution. That's what made Randy Orton a star. That's what put him over as the Legend Killer for real. He showed his viciousness. He didn't back down, and he didn't need help from Evolution to win. And I think Randy Orton needs those types of matches to make him more over as a vicious and an uncaring heel.
Yeah, interesting. And it's also interesting to note, ladies and gentlemen, that Orton does not have a match yet for SummerSlam, so we'll have to keep you posted on that. Perhaps something will develop next week on that. So let's move on. Let's see here. We had Backstage Becky in Charlotte. They had a little exchange there where Becky threw some shade at Sasha and Bayley. Just a little bit, not much. It's not worth going into all the way, but that is what happened. But then we had a match, though, with Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch versus the Iconics. And I'm going to tell you, man, I could sit here and talk about this Peyton Royce, I guess it is. Peyton Royce is starting to really do something for me. And I could sit around here and talk about it for a good while with you guys, but I'm going to spare you on that, okay? At the end, Becky did get the disarmer, but Billy broke it up. And then Becky tagged Charlotte in, and Charlotte flew off of the top rope. Great shot of her ass right there. Great shot of her ass, I will say that. And took it with the moonsault and took both women out. And Charlotte with the figure eight on Peyton, and Peyton was tapping out while Becky Lynch was looking on. The bridesmaid, never the bride, looking on in the corner. Joe, did you catch that? Did you catch that? And what are your thoughts, your reaction to Becky sitting there? It's kind of frustrating for her.
It kind of changes my thought. I want Charlotte to go heel, but it looks more and more like Becky's going to be the one that flips on Charlotte. So I'm hoping she does it in a way where Becky still wins the title at SummerSlam, but it does look like Becky's the one that's going to go heel, even though I think Becky is way more over than Charlotte.
Even though Becky, and she is, she's over like in an organic way. I mean, it's like you said last week, Becky can do no wrong, it seems. I think Batman said that. But Becky can do no wrong. And but yeah, there's teeter-tottering on something here. And to me, it's always seemed that Becky is going to be the one that turns heel. I think I've told you guys that at least once or twice before. But now, the more I think of it, I would love to see Charlotte screw Becky yet once again, and then have Charlotte and Becky, with Becky as a face, going into Evolution, with Becky ultimately winning at Evolution. I think that would be fantastic for her, because she has been overlooked, seems like, her entire career. Her entire, on the main roster, seems like she's been overlooked. She had a good run in NXT, but on the main roster, it seems like she's been overlooked. She was champion for a brief moment, but I would love to see something like that. With Charlotte, would have to be the heel, though. So I don't know. It makes it a difficult call for me. Christian, your reaction on what I just said there, man. Becky not turning heel, as I've been saying, but Charlotte ultimately turning heel again, which we've already seen it, you know. But then a face Becky maintains and goes on to win at Evolution. What are your thoughts?
I think we shouldn't be worrying about Becky Lynch. I think we should be more worried about Asuka's career, because Asuka is still not anywhere near the title scene. She's doing
She's
nothing.
She's not even on the card. She's not on the
I
card
feel
in SummerSlam
bad,
either.
They screwed her big time. I knew it. They fucked her over real bad, mate. They fucked her over. Huh. They fucked Asuka over.
I will say if they're not going to put Asuka in this four-way title match, or if they're not going to give Asuka the title, I don't want Asuka involved in that SummerSlam match. And I kind of like that Asuka's not on screen right now because that kind of lets you forget about her for a second. I think that might help Asuka. Just kind of have her
Asuka needs to turn heel.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that would be a great way to do it because she is not on the card as of yet. And it would be a great way to do it at SummerSlam while these women are
out there trying...
Two of them trying to be faces, and then you have the heel in Carmella. But then here comes a real heel, Asuka, and she does something dastardly and costs somebody the match so that she can get another title shot the next night on Raw against Carmella, and then she takes the title. I mean, it's a situation that certainly could happen, but we'll have to wait and see, I guess, how that develops. Anybody else want to close out on that?
I personally think the Asuka should just cost the match entirely, like cost everybody the match and then holds the title and turns heel on SummerSlam. That's what I want. And then Becky could win at Evolution. That's the way I would book it.
Interesting. Moving on. Remember
the quote, the journey is more gratitude than the destination.
Gratifying?
Yes.
The journey is more gratifying. Good quote. But we are backstage with Renee Young, and she's standing there with the New Day guys, and I hope you guys caught this segment, man. She says that last week they were on commentary and that social media was going crazy for them, right? And which they were. And Big E then says that last week they were on commentary, but this week they're trying to do something different. And then Kofi takes off his shirt, and he's wearing a suit. And he puts on a wig, a blonde wig. And he pulls out that blonde wig, guys. I thought he was going to do something Donald Trumpish, Donald Trump-like, or Trumpian, or whatever the hell. But no, he puts the wig on and calls himself something King. What the hell was it? Kramer King. Kramer King, yes. And then he interviewed Xavier and Big E, asking them what they were going to do tonight. And Xavier says that they beat them before they'll beat them again, right? And so he asked them about the Bludgeon Brothers, and he said, oh, well, we're no stranger to danger. And at SummerSlam, they're going to make sure that the Bludgeon Brothers bow down to the power of positivity. So I'm really digging that. And I'm digging the whole thing, man, but I don't know how believable it will be if the power of positivity beats the Bludgeon Brothers. However, that's where we have to suspend our disbelief. Joe Bates, do we have to suspend our disbelief in a situation like that? I mean...
So, yeah, I mean, I was...
Are you
there's a few things that happened. There's a few things that happened. Yeah, I think New Day should win, beat the Bludgeon Brothers. After last night's episode, I'm starting to think, I think the New Day is the greatest tag team that's ever been on WWE. I thought that
very entertaining.
Kramer King.
Yes.
You can see they're having fun. They're doing little things that kind of change up each week, which is nice. And I do have to leave in like 10 minutes, so I just want to say, because I know I won't be able to get to it, that match at the end was the best match of the year for SmackDown, by far.
Man, Let's go ahead and get to that match. Since we're on the promo, let's go ahead and get to that match. It was such a great match, Joe. I thought that, man, I was really wanting the guy, the one that wasn't wrestling, Woods. I was really wanting Woods to do something heel to have them win the match that way. In a heelish way, Freebird-like way. But they didn't do that. But maybe, just maybe, they will do that at SummerSlam against the Bludgeon Brothers. But anyway, give us your thoughts on that match, and then you can go ahead and say your goodbyes, and then we can go ahead and take a break, and Christian and I will wrap it up. So take us out on your thoughts on that and everything.
Here's the thing. That match going in there had no reason for the Bar to win. There is no reason the Bar to win. You know, heel going against heel, that doesn't make any sense. You want the face team, you're going into SummerSlam, why would the Bar win? And as the match progressed, I was like, I think the bar is going to win this match. And I was like, how is that happening? Like, there's no reason for the bar to win this match, story-wise, all that stuff. They're not marketed as much as New Day. But the way they wrestled, man, when Big E went to go squash, I think, Sheamus on the side of the ring, and he jumped up and then hit his head on the side of the ring, I was like, well, Big E's
hard
done.
Hitting
he can't resist. And there was still, like, 15 minutes left to wrestle. It was super long.
Yeah.
Every finish was crazy. There was one where Kobe broke it up, and it looked like the ref hit three. But I don't know. There was, like, very minor botches, but some of those actually minor botches made the match even more interesting. And I just was in love with everything. They reversed, like, the up-up-down-down finisher with Cesaro and Sheamus' finisher. It was crazy. It was just a crazy match. I loved it. It was super long. It was a pay-per-view quality match. And, like, it was a quality pay-per-view quality match. And that's respect to all those guys. Kofi Kingston, 12 to 15 minutes into the match, was able to still jump over the ropes and do his trust fall thing. It's just crazy what they were doing near the end for doing a match for, like, 20 minutes.
A hard-hitting match indeed, man. I mean, there were so many spots in there that were – but, yes, you're right, that part where he – hit face first on the apron, man, right on the side of the face. I thought he was freaking done right there. I was like, man, he might be concussed.
Yeah.
But
no,
he just kept going.
Yeah.
But they kept going, man. There was just so much to it. Christian, what were your thoughts on this match, man? And do you agree that the New Day had to win?
I totally agree. This was a pay-per-view quality match. But let's address the issue in the room. That is the Bludgeon Brothers. I love Luke Harper. I think he's one of the most underrated wrestlers in WWE right now. But fuck me, Eric Rowan.
Harper?
Eric Rowan. But fuck me, Eric Rowan is holding him back. I hope the Bludgeon Brothers split soon because I can't stand it. They're kind of boring. They held the titles for long enough. I hope they lose it on SummerSlam because, you know, I hate this team kind of because it's boring. The Bludgeon Brothers are boring. Them and Sanity are boring.
Well, I really do like Harper, man, and I wish Harper – I mean, you know, I guess, you know, you could argue that Rowan is holding him back. I thought he helped Harper with that promo. Yeah, Rowan is nowhere near – as good as Harper is. I mean, Harper really shines out there, man. And Harper could definitely make it as a singles guy, but I guess they would have nothing for him. It seems like they don't do those types of characters anymore, you know, where, like, he would have to be a swamp guy or some type of shit, you know.
They could have him turn face and go after Shinsuke. We've never seen Harper versus Shinsuke before.
Well, no, but... anyway, man, Joe, I do want to thank you for being here with us, man. I know you have to go early, so.
Sorry I had to cut out early, man. I apologize, but
nah,
take care.
No problem, man.
Christian, take care. Sinister. Thank you very much, Friday. You know, we're all God's children. Anyway, take care. I'm too busy. You're also stupid. All right, bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, and yes, as always, you can check out Ranky very much here on Fridays, right here on the World Generation Podcast, and you can check him out on Saturdays. He does a show on YouTube. You can check him out, JoeBatesComedy.com as well. So I'll tell you what, Christian. It seems like it's just you and I. Batman is still off trying to save the world or doing something very, very integral and something very courageous, obviously. But we will take a break, Christian. And when we come back, we're going to finish up Raw and then or SmackDown, and then we're going to talk about a couple of other things that I have in mind. So hang with us, everybody, and we'll be right back after these.
Out of time.
Right.
Don't say goodbye. What is yours? Now we.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again. You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay, well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
Everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Pardon me while I open up El Chingon from Four Corners. Four Corners, man, this is 7.8 ABV, IBU 72, and some other shit, but this is what I'm going to have right now. So we'll see. Welcome back, everybody. Fatal 4-Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And there seems to be some type of, I don't know, man. We're like, we're having meetings with the investors and everything. And I don't know. We'll see what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. The lady hasn't got the memo yet, though, the Brit lady. Has not got the memo, but I digress as I pour this beer. We're going to move on with the show here. Let's see, we were at Sheamus and them. Man, that was a great match, as Joe Bates said, Sheamus and the Bar versus the New Day. Great, fantastic match. Let's get back on with the show where we left off, though, prior to Joe leaving, headliner Joe Bates, and that was with, I think we were at, scrolling through here, backstage with Charlotte, and this was where they stared each other down. Christian, are you with me? This is where they stared each other down, and then they showed the package of Samoa Joe from last week where he was talking shit about AJ Styles, which I recreated last week here on Fatal 4-Way Radio, by the way.
Which was awesome.
And thank you. Thank you very much. And then let's see here. We had some AJ Styles comes out, and he makes his way down to the ring. And, man, he comes out to a – Joe Bates was right, man. These freaking crowds in Florida, man, have just been killing it. Comes out to a huge freaking pop. AJ Styles chant from the crowd right off the bat. Huge AJ Styles chant. He gets on the mic and he talks about how he's forgotten about how that sounded, how good that sounded and whatnot. Then he talks about how a lot goes on between the ropes. A lot of trash talking, the manhood being tested and whatnot. And sometimes it gets personal. And he said that last week, Samoa Joe made it personal when he talked about his family. And he says that here's the thing, right, that he wants to be one of the greatest WWE superstars for his family. And that doesn't make him special, though, because we all make sacrifices as parents. And as parents, and you know, that's what he does as a father and as a real man. He threw that out there, right? But he kept on saying,
yeah,
just like you. He kept on saying, just like you. Like, just like you. He must have said it 4 or 5 times throughout the promo. Just like you. So he's trying to, you know, he's the guy, right? He's just like you, right? So I just wanted to throw that out there. He also says that he's away from his home for over 200 days a year. And just like them, he misses the little league sports, the birthdays, all that stuff. But then he also said that he and his wife celebrated 18 years together on August 5th, which I salute him for that. That's badass. But the truth is that his wife is basically a single parent because he can't be there, and that's the sacrifice that he makes. And that's the sacrifice that parents make, you know. So anyway, he says, and just like you, when my kids fall or ask for their parent, I want to be there, but I can't. So he goes on and cuts this freaking promo, right? But he knows that Joe, that his wife and kids, because he's known his wife and kids, right? He knows them personally. They shared the same freaking cockroach-infested apartment and some fucking cold pizza and shit, and Joe threw away over a decade of friendship in just a matter of seconds when he talked about AJ's family. So this is very personal. And I don't want this to be a match that's going to be a regular freaking singles match, Christian. I think they have it listed as a singles match right now. Yeah, singles match. This is the match that I would like to see as a street fight or some type of shit at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. But right now they have it as a singles match. So anyway, that was the promo. Meanwhile, they were showing Samoa Joe in the back with a black eye, very nice, very nice shiner, and looking like a psycho laughing and shit. Christian, give us your thoughts on Samoa Joe laughing and AJ Styles' babyface promo, you know, what? Solidifying with the audience, just like you, just like you, just like you.
Hmm.
Give us your thoughts on all that, man. I thought it was a brilliant promo.
I think it was great. It sets up the match perfectly, but who gave Joe that shiner? I wonder who had the balls to give him that shiner.
You got to be a house show, man. It could have been AJ even. You know, at a house show, they tangled up or something, man. Them house shows, those house shows get exciting. Have you ever been to a house show?
Yeah, one. It was kind of bad, though. It was a match
they
between...
get exciting, like, as far as the matches go, you know, because there's no story at all going on.
The one house show's main event was Batista versus Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder in a handicap match.
Oh, you knew who was going to win.
No, Batista lost.
Oh, hell.
He was the world,
wait, it
was the
Ryder
world champion
who?
At that point.
Oh, they were the Edge guys?
Yeah.
They were the Edge guys. Okay, that makes sense. The Edge guys, man, they were very shady guys.
So I'm thinking about this home, and I'm thinking about this whole rivalry, and I'm thinking, is AJ's family going to show up at SummerSlam for the story? Like, is his wife...
Oh, man, dude, that's awesome. He's ringed up ringside. Samoa Joe goes and taunts them. Oh, man, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm hoping that happens.
Also, I think
go
that
ahead.
Should be a submission match.
A what?
An ultimate
submission
match.
A submission match. There you go. I would like to see some type of stipulation, man. A submission or something, you know, street fight, something. I would definitely like to see something added to that match because there's too much anger there on both sides for it just to be a regular. How are they going to have just a regular grapple match?
All right, but the real question is who's going to win? That's the big question because I don't know. This one's the hardest one yet because either AJ wins because he's the cover of the video game or Samoa Joe wins, and it's a swerve above the video game cover. So I don't know who's going to win this. I can't actually predict who's going to win this match.
Or it could go no finish.
Mm-hmm.
Like a double
count-out? It could go no finish, yeah. Double count-out, setting up the pay-per-view afterwards. We don't know, man, but I'm thinking double finish count out or something like that. Yeah, it sounds about right for this match, but we'll have to see. Anyway, the promos are very believable, man. AJ Styles is doing a great job as a babyface, and you know, I used to hate on this guy several years ago on this very show even, but now I'm just really digging him, man. The best thing he could have done was to finally go to WWE and grow his beard out and his freaking hair, and just, man, he's just so personable right now. I think he's doing phenomenal.
Let's be honest, man. AJ Styles is a great wrestler, but there was two gimmicks where he couldn't put over. The one where he was pretending to be the next Ric Flair, and the emo AJ Styles.
Oh, man, I know, dude. But you know what? That's great that those didn't stick, man. Yeah, he was a terrible Ric Flair wannabe. And that whole emo shit, oh, yeah, I remember that now. I had totally forgotten about that. But, yeah, you're my memory, dude.
Yep.
You're my memory. So
the only good thing from that emo thing was his theme song.
Is that the one you gave me to look for as a promo?
His emo theme song, My Evil Ways.
Yeah. So that's where we're at with AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. It looks like it's going to be a real doozy, a barn burner, if you will. A barn burner.
Yeah, it's
going to
be,
it's going to be a slow burn. Yeah, slow. I would like to see that. So let's see here. So that happens, and there was nothing. No, Samoa Joe didn't attack him or nothing. So he just walked out of the ring, and that was that. But then we were backstage with Rusev and Lana.
Yeah.
And there was a little exchange there between Aiden English and shit where they forgave Aiden English. But Rusev told them, maybe you're better off staying backstage tonight. And so this carried off into a match with Zelina Vega with Andrade Almas and also versus Lana and Rusev. And so the bell rang on this match, and it was a quick, fast-paced match, man. The women were in there moving. I have to say, man, Lana's looking a little bit better as a wrestler these days. She did a couple of moves that surprised me, that move where she clung on to the middle rope and swung herself in between the middle and bottom rope and into a freaking, like, a missile kick onto Zelina Vega. I'd never expected to see her pull something like that off, but then she's a dancer, so... there was a couple of reversals in there and shit, but then it ended with Vega turning around and got a big kick by Lana, and it took Vega down, but then Lana goes to get up on the top rope, because there was a bunch of shit going on the outside at that time. Rusev had gone to, because Andrade had got up on the apron, and then next thing you know, Rusev was over there and took him out. And then Andrade came back and took Rusev out or whatever the exchange was going on. And then freaking Aiden English comes out while Lana's going up on the top rope. But then he attacks Almas, but Almas falls on Lana, who falls onto the ring mat. And then, we get Lana in the corner. Selena Vega comes up, delivered a double knee to the face, and then that was it for the cover, man. Lana was just sitting there.
This is a clusterfuck. This was a clusterfuck.
Well, it's also interesting, and I'm going to note it, it's also interesting that it's not on the card. We do not have this on the card just yet of SummerSlam. We have 11 matches, guy.
I'm confused here. Is Rusev faced?
But, you know, man, I've been talking about this for quite some time, man. They need to just pull the trigger on that guy and turn him into a baby face. He's got the charisma to pull it off, man. I think he could definitely pull it off. Is he a face right now? I don't know. Maybe he's trying to separate himself from Lana. But then again, it's this Aiden English that's going to get ousted. This has to end at SummerSlam, probably on the pre-show, is what I'm thinking. But that's what we had for them this week from them. And yeah, I would have to say it's a clusterfuck at this point, man. It's going to culminate at SummerSlam one way or the other.
I hate to say this because I love Rusev Day, but this is kind of the worst part of SmackDown. Rusev's fucking angle. It's horrible. I don't like it.
It's not good. But at least Andrade Cien Almas was wearing a different suit this week, so that made up for it. Moving on, we had Renee Young backstage, and she was talking to Shinsuke Nakamura. And she told him that at SummerSlam, he's going to face Jeff Hardy for the title. Nakamura says Jeff Hardy's been erased. Renee says that he wasn't erased, and Nakamura says that he understands metaphors. He says he will erase what is left of Jeff Hardy. And so then we had Ty Dillinger and R-Truth show up. And R-Truth says that he wants a match with Nakamura, and I would have loved to have had Joe Bates' take on this. R-Truth tells Nakamura that he wants a match at SummerSlam for the title. And Nakamura says, how are you going to do that? Where Truth says, the same way everybody else does. I'm going to pin Carmella. And then Ty tells R-Truth, you can't do that. No. But Nakamura tells him off in Japanese. And then he leaves, and R-Truth is like, why, I never. And then he looks at Renee and he says, the match with Carmella is off, and I want Shinsuke tonight. The ridiculousness had me cracking up, Christian. Did you enjoy this ridiculousness or no?
I liked it. But where was Carmella tonight?
It was coming from his mind, man. It's another one of these things that he does. Like, he did the whole thing with Little Jimmy and whatever he did before that. I don't remember. But it's
where
just something else that he does, man.
It's another layer. Where was our women's champion tonight?
She was there. She went out there after some match or something like that. Yeah, she went out there after the match.
I'm sorry. She's so forgettable, but because I forgot about her, she's so forgettable.
No. hell. Well, let's move on, man. We're gonna move on that note. But that's what happened there with Lana and Rusev. Aiden was once again the third wheel, and it's just not cool anymore.
Aiden English reminds me of Jonathan Coachman.
Oh, man. And speaking of Coachman, somebody's going to be out next week where what's-her-face Renee Young is going to be filling in on commentary.
Good.
I don't know if you've read that, but we're going to see how that's going to pan out. We'll see how that pans out. I have my doubts, but we'll see. It could be a good thing, and it might be a good thing. Probably will
be. She's going to be the first. She's going to be actually the first female commentator.
In the history of wrestling?
Yes. No one has done it. No women.
Well, there you go. I'm rooting for Renee Young, man. I like her. She comes off pretty cool. She comes off as a cool chick on Total Divas, having to put up with Dean Ambrose and all. But Byron Saxton is in the ring, and he introduces The Miz. But The Miz is not in the – he's not around. Right, so he asked why The Miz is not here. He's afraid of Daniel, this, this, and that. The Miz cuts a freaking brilliant promo. And again, it's too bad that we don't have headliner Joe Bates here with us. Brilliant freaking promo. And then next thing you know,
Daniel Bryan attacked The Miz.
Attacked him. And it was getting great. It was nice and violent. And then next thing you know, he took out The Miz, but The Miz ended up taking Bryan out from behind with a glass vase, shattered it over his freaking head. Daniel Bella went down like a bitch.
I'm telling you, man. I think they're gonna do a double turn at SummerSlam.
I'm seeing Miz winning this match.
I'm seeing
the heel.
He's gonna
stay the heel. Oh yeah, no wait. Daniel Bryan is doing a lot of heelish things lately.
Yeah, I'm seeing
That's right. We talked about that shit. If Miz can pull off a double turn, man, and you know what? If anybody can do it, the Miz can do it. You heard it right here on World Generation Podcast. If anybody can do it, the Miz can do it.
What has the Miz actually done to Daniel Bryan this past few weeks? Taunt him, that's it. Not physically hurt him or anything. But even that, that's the, like, self-defense.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting. But Daniel Bryan attacked him, then ended up on the ground after the Miz got him in the back of the head with the glass vase. So then we had Shinsuke versus R-Truth. Man, R-Truth can really freaking go in the ring, man. I mean, he is so freaking athletic. He's got to be in his 40s. He's got to be 45. If I was a betting man, I'd say he's 45.
He was a former world champion at one point.
46 years old.
And he was a former world champion.
And so anyway, but of course, Nakamura got the win with the Kinshasa. And what were your thoughts on this whole thing with R-Truth, Shinsuke Nakamura? Shinsuke Nakamura also spoke in Japanese. And Batman's not here to cover that. Holy shit.
I think Shinsuke should wear like face paint with Japanese writing on it.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd be all right with that.
Black and white.
I'd be all right with that.
And, you know, speak entirely Japanese and have a Japanese translator like what Tajiri did.
So anyway, I think Shinsuke Nakamura and R-Truth, I thought they nailed it with this. I thought it was very entertaining. Do I want to see it move on and progress into something? No. But I would like to see them utilize R-Truth a little bit more because he can be very entertaining. And I'm looking forward to see where this whole thing goes, where he's talking about people that aren't even there in a way like they're there or like they're significant to what's going on or relevant.
I think R-Truth is there just to put Ty Dillinger over.
Is he on your fired list, Ty Dillinger?
Maybe, but I think, no, I don't think so, no. But I think R-Truth should be there to help him put him over or even help him turn him heel because I think a heel turn for Ty Dillinger is needed.
It was Gable, right, that's on your fired list?
Yep, Gable's going to be fired.
Gable's on your fired list. All right, so let's move on. We've still got a lot of show to cover, man, and we only have 30 minutes to do it. So let's move on, man. The Bludgeon Brothers make their way to the ring. They have a match with freaking three nobodies.
They had a name.
Worth talking about.
Those
SK?
Guys had a tag team name. 3SK.
3SK. Yeah, I don't know what that stands for.
I thought the Bludgeon Brothers
destroyed them.
To be honest, I thought it was those other two tag teams in NXT, TNTK or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, the Bludgeon Brothers just destroyed the shit out of them. They beat the hell out of them. It was total destruction. Those squash matches, though, they're always kind of fun to watch, you know. I mean, you knew it was going to happen, and that's exactly what happened. It was, you know, 2 minutes of freaking terror. So then we had the Bar versus the New Day, which we already talked about. Man, I thought this was a hard-hitting, badass match, man. And what a way to end SmackDown, guys. I thought it was really good. The main event was badass. I mean, kudos to all those freaking guys that worked that match. Xavier Woods, too, for his shit in the outside that he does. I mean, he's great at what he does when he's not in the ring. He's great in the ring, too, though. I like he's very entertaining. But it was just a great match, man.
Yeah. Who are we missing from SmackDown?
I did
Who
think
hasn't
that the New Day would win.
Yet?
I'm sorry?
Who are we missing from SmackDown? Who hasn't come on yet?
That's it. That's the show, bud.
Oh, man. No sanity? Oh, man.
That was the show. That was the show, bud.
That was great.
That was the show, man.
I love the main event. It was a fitting main event to an otherwise great show. SmackDown will always beat Raw at this point.
Give us your rating on SmackDown.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Very good rating. I, too, am going to give it an 8 out of 10. Christian, I thought it was a great show. We see some things that are going to happen. For sure, there's a beatdown written in Aiden English's future. That's going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
He's
also on the fire list, too.
He's also on the fired list. So, yeah, we know that's going to happen. But, I thought it was a great and, of course, we had talked about Becky Lynch turning heel. I had known that that was going to happen. I had been calling for that. But now I'm thinking, I would like to see it. I would like to see it. But I'm thinking, man, they might just save that for another time because I think it would be cool to see her win as champion, win the title that she's wanted for so long. The storyline of her wanting this title back has been going on for a few months now. If it culminates at Evolution, I think it would be great for her story. Yes, Chris.
She should be the female version of Fit Finley.
And have a midget?
No, but, be a tough Irish woman.
Oh, I think it would be better if she had a midget, though.
Yeah,
if she did have a midget. Yeah. I think it would be better if she had a midget with her as well. If you want her to be the Fit Finley, the female Fit Finley, we need to have her with a midget, too.
Yeah, a female midget.
Exactly, a female midget. So I'll tell you what, as I am taking these beers out of their little packaging, and I get another one, I'm going to get ready to do another segment. How'd you like that theme music I did for you there, buddy?
It was great, man. I appreciate it.
Muse, your own little muse theme? I'm going to work on some more things, man, for your show. Coming up tonight, so after we're done here. But I'll tell you what,
I'll give you the material for the show tomorrow.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, we'll get that up for you guys tomorrow.
I'll text you on my cell phone to your cell phone.
No. Do it the way we've been doing it. I think it'd be better.
I know, but man, I don't have internet.
All right. Well, then text it to me. Text it to me, and we'll be just fine.
Okay.
But so on that note, we will take a break, and we will be right back after these words. Stay tuned right here on the Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Everywhere, signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
We'll be right back.
house and what did I see? My baby's mama's mama's running for VP. Every time I went to bend her over, she showed me her northern exposure. VD, I didn't get none. She got my meat and then some. My alias was Levi. Yes, of course I lied. The bitch said she was 35. I tried to get her to have an abortion, but she's a Republican, so fetal murder is out of the question. Did I mention? Your life is in the public eye. So I disappeared. Can you guess why? 3 warrants and 2 DUIs. Big Bow Wow's have just got tried, but I defied the laws of unified, justified homicide. Sitting around the house and what did I see? My baby's mama's mama's running for VP. Every time I went to bend her over, she showed me her northern exposure. No sex, abstinence, are you kidding? That makes perfect sense for any of you older gents. But for me, I got that bitch pregnant. Now she's carrying the little wow. I dumped my sperm in that fat ass cow. Daughter of the possible VP? Nah, cause her baby daddy is me. Sorry GOP, I ruined your chances to run the country. Sitting around the house and what did I see? My baby's mama's mama's running for VP. Every time I went to bend her over, she showed me her northern exposure.
Excuse the delayed reaction of the crowd there. I mean, I'm sure they were all as taken aback as I am. I mean, every time we hear a Big Bow Wowzer, you know, it's just hard to believe that he's you know, no longer with us. But we hope, I mean, there's been rumor out that he's still alive. And we hope that we can confirm this. And I'm reaching out to him again. Big Bow Wowzer, please, bro, if you can hear this, we need you to come back, man. Come back to us, man. We need you to heal us with your music. Great, wonderful music, man. I really love that stuff you did, you know, those few albums you made. They were fantastic. They really helped me out. But please, Big Bow Wowzer, if you can just give us a sign that you're still alive, you can send me a song. WorldGenerationPodcast@gmail.com. Send me a song, man. I will play it on the air for you. I will make sure that it gets played. And we just want to know that you're okay. We just want to know that you're okay. So anyway, please, Big Bow Wowzer, if you can hear this, please just send us a song. We just want to know that you're okay. And thank you very much. I get a little touchy there when I talk about the Big Bow Wowzer, man. But he was just such a cool cat, you know. I just want him back in my life again. But anyway, moving on with the show, Christian, I wanted to talk about the current SummerSlam card.
Yes.
This is what we have, brother. This is what we have, okay? Let me check it out. Let me pull it up here. There we go. Okay. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, WWE Championship on the line. Universal
Match
Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey. SmackDown Women's Champion, Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte, the Queen. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Dolph Ziggler, Intercontinental Champion, versus Seth Rollins. United States Championship match, Shinsuke Nakamura, the champion, versus Jeff Hardy. Money in the Bank briefcase is on the line. Kevin Owens is the challenger against Braun Strowman, who is the holder. And Kevin Owens, of course, will be out there somehow. I believe he'll be out there with Jinder Mahal. SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, the Bludgeon Brothers versus the New Day. And Cruiserweight Championship match, Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak. It's interesting to note that Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin is also on the card. However, it's, wait a minute. Well, the feud is still continuing. The one-on-one rubber match will officially go down at SummerSlam. So, yeah, that match is on as well. Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. So that's 11 matches.
Yeah.
Christian. And also, not on the card, however, we have storylines going on here, dude. Bobby Lashley versus Elias. Raw Tag Team Championship B Team versus the Leaders of Worlds. Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega versus Rusev and Lana.
Okay.
And the Boss and Husband action. So 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 matches we could be having.
I think those four last matches are going to be in the pre-show.
And also, we don't have anything going on for Asuka. We don't have anything going on for Bobby Roode. We don't have anything going on for Nia Jax.
Whoa, Nia Jax.
We don't have anything going on for The Bar. And we don't have anything going on for the Usos.
Fuck.
Give us your reaction on that, man.
Well, man, to be completely honest, there's only a few matches that I'm only hyped for, and the rest of the card just fucking sucks to me, man. I'm sorry. The only matches I'm looking forward to is Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, the briefcase, the Universal Championship, and Daniel Bryan and The Miz. Other than that, I couldn't care less about this card. This card does not sound worthy of a SummerSlam card, to be honest. 15 matches, that's way too much matches for a one pay-per-view. People are going to be dead tired. This is Brooklyn. They're going to rant. Some of those matches are going to be in the pre-show. So, I don't know, man. That's my thoughts.
Well, let me tell you, man. I'm thinking that, yeah, some of these matches will definitely be in the pre-show. Which ones? Let's see.
Matt Hardy's. I think the B team will be in the pre-show.
I'm going to say the thing with Rusev and Lana definitely has kickoff show written all over it.
Yeah.
The Rusev and Lana versus Cien Almas and that whole thing. Boss and Hug Connection versus the Riot Squad. It has to be in the pre-show. Come on, man.
Which sucks. Should be failing for the Sasha one-on-one, which sucks.
You know, we have the B team and the Leaders of the World. The Worlds and shit.
Again.
Versus the Revival.
For the fourth.
Versus the Revival, though. Because the Revival's also in that.
Yeah, but that's on Raw.
I know, but you know what I'm saying is these guys are not booked for SummerSlam.
Yeah, but if they don't win on Monday, they're going to win on SummerSlam then, the Revival. Oh, no,
is
wait.
Is it possible that we could go into SummerSlam without the Raw Tag Team Championship on the line?
They did it once on one pay-per-view because, you know,
yeah,
even
sure
if the Revival win, they're also on the fire list, the Revival.
They're also on the fire list. Nice. So that's the card, man. You know, I think
yep.
I think I'm hyped for it. I'm hyped for the Alexa Bliss and Ronda Rousey. The AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, man. But I want this to be something else, for something more, or something dastardly, something violent.
Yeah, it needs to be Randy.
Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, at this point, I could give a flying fuck about. The title means nothing. you know, everything, everybody's against Roman Reigns. Nobody likes Roman Reigns. WWE refuses to fucking do anything about it. To me, what? I say, fuck it. Pull the trigger on him. Give him the championship. If he gets booed out the building, he gets booed out the building. Fuck it. That's just the way it is. But they won't do that because they don't have the balls.
Watch this. This Monday Night Raw, when we watch Monday Night Raw, watch, he's going to get booed before SummerSlam. Watch. Because that was just Roman Reigns loving town. Watch, he's going to get booed.
I wonder where they're going to be at Monday. Yeah, man, because all these guys, they live in fucking Florida. So, yeah. I wonder where they're going to be at Monday, man. Probably somewhere up there close to New York.
Crap.
New Jersey, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe even in New Jersey.
I don't know.
Shit. Who knows? So,
you know
that's what we have,
you know what,
man.
You know what match I don't really care about? Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler. I've seen it for like 100 times. I don't really care.
Dolph Ziggler, man, they're having a hard time pushing this guy. Because
you know,
nobody gives a fuck about him anymore.
You know, when I thought the Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre would be together, I thought they were gonna go after the tag belt, not the Intercontinental belt. They should have never crossed with Seth Rollins. They should have not let Seth Rollins lose the belt to begin with. Because if you're just going to make him lose it and have nothing for him to do, then why the fuck would you make him lose the belt?
Caller 310, you're on the air.
Minister of Sinister, this is T-Rock Plutonium from Monday Night Fallout.
T-Rock
Ted Booker.
Plutonium. D-Rock, how you doing, man?
I'm okay. I just wanted to call because when I was listening, you were talking about the main event, apparent main event of Roman Reigns. And I wrote this today on Wrestling Inc., so I just wanted to give you my thoughts on what I think, my new prediction on what's going to happen in the main event at SummerSlam.
Shoot it.
Are you ready? All right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
give it to us.
Kevin Owens is going to win the briefcase because Jinder Mahal is going to come out, right? And he's going to pretend to, like, going to go to attack Braun Strowman, but he's going to attack Kevin Owens. Get Strowman disqualified, right? And Kevin Owens has the briefcase. Then Braun Strowman is going to chase Jinder Mahal out of the building, like down the street and into the city somewhere. And then at the end of the night, Roman Reigns is going to win and beat Brock Lesnar, of course. And then Brock will beat the crap out of him. And then Kevin Owens will come in and cash in and become the champion. And that's the only
Kevin
way I
Owens.
See it happening. Yes, because if they don't do something with Braun, that can't happen. See, because if Kevin Owens goes and tries to cash in and Braun is still in the back, he's going to come down and cause some havoc. Adversely, if that happens, maybe Braun Strowman comes out and beats the crap out of everybody in the ring and chases Jinder through the crowd, and then Kevin Owens just goes for the pin or something like that. Like, but that's my prediction.
This is madness.
Jinder Mahal will punch Kevin Owens right in the face and cause him to Braun Strowman to get disqualified. And Kevin Owens will win that way.
Nah, listen, man. I think you're onto something. I think you're onto something. I talked about it. Were you listening to me when I talked about that earlier?
I was listening to right when Joe Bates left. That's when I, like...
All right. There was at some point where I mentioned that you mentioned about KO. Yeah, I think you're onto something, and I would love to see that happen, man. I would love to see that happen.
T-Rock, did you hear my prediction?
I'm a big KO fan.
What's your prediction, that Brock Lesnar's going to win?
That Brock Lesnar's going to win, but he got cashed in on Monday Night Raw.
Listen, guys, the last time I saw KO win a championship, I was there. I was freaking there, and I wasn't going to go to that show. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to go. I was angry because I hadn't got tickets early when they went on sale. And then next thing you know, it was the day of, and I had to either pay a shitload of money to get in or just get regular seats. which I ended up getting regular seats. And I was way up on the fucking hill where Jesus lost his left sandal. I was way up at the fucking top, man. But I got to see Kevin Owens win the championship that night, man. That was freaking awesome. Triple H came out. Oh, man, I was freaking marking out, man. Everybody around freaking pissed.
Hey, Minister.
Yeah.
Well, no, fun fact, Kevin Owens didn't even knew he was going to win that title that night. It was a big surprise for him.
Wow. Well, I'm glad.
I'm glad
it worked out.
They surprised for him. He didn't even knew he was going to win the title that night.
Well, I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad it worked out, man, because I really enjoyed it. I completely marked out. Triple H came out of nowhere, handed him the freaking title, and the rest was history. He had that run where he was a cowardly freaking heel. So, T-Rock, what do you think, man? Is he going to be a cowardly heel again, or is he going to up his game on his, you know, on his character on that?
I don't know, but I think that him and Jinder have a good – if he doesn't win the title and do anything, he's going to move to tag team with Jinder Mahal, I believe. Like, if they don't have plans on him winning the briefcase or winning the title, that's what's going to happen. Otherwise, I think that he will be as chicken shit a heel as possible because he's booked going forwards against Roman Reigns at Hell in a Cell. He's one of the three – matches booked already. Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. That's why I think that Kevin Owens is going to win. Like, you know, I just because he's booked against Roman, and you know, maybe
Braun
Strowman versus Jinder Mahal.
When you mention like that, I'm going to go ahead and throw something out there for the women, okay? Because I know for a fact going into there's a show here coming up in September, I believe it is. And going into that show, they're advertising Carmella, the women's champion. So just to out there, guys.
Yeah, well, they do that anyway when they're not champion and kayfabe-wise. They still do that even though they lost the belt. So she's going to lose it at the pay-per-view. Don't worry, lad.
I'll tell you what, Christian. We have a few minutes left. We have 7 minutes left, so let's get on with it.
And now, Christian from Philly with the news.
Alrighty, it's time for the news with T-Rock and Minister Sinister. Are you ready, lads?
Give it to us.
Sunny might go to jail for 5 years because she might go to jail. She's in contempt. So there you go. Sonny's going to jail, lad.
You know what's contemptible?
Woo-hoo!
Watching her porn.
Oh, that was that was horrible.
That's major contempt.
I've never seen it, Dan. I've never seen her freaking porn.
Go watch some old titties and some big fat.
Oh, please. Will you stop?
I believe this woman's the Hall of Famer.
I got Gorilla Monsoon with us, apparently.
Oh, please, will you stop?
Listen, guys, I think Sunny, I've never seen her porn. This is Sunny we're talking about, right? Sunny?
Yes.
I've never seen her freaking porn, but I heard that for a fee, you can call her and freaking get down with her live or get down with her, you know, in some type of sexual perverted way. Not that I would know anything about that, but for a fee, I heard that you can do that with her. So I don't know, man. T-Rock, if I fund this, do you think we could get somebody? Maybe Mike Santor?
You want a prank call, Sonny,
sex,
and the radio? You can call from the dashboard, so, you know, might maybe call her, but then we have to give the credit card on the air, but, you know.
Oh, shit.
In other news, sad, tragic news, Jason Jordan's neck injury is worse than we thought. It says that the Raw superstar will not be returning at the present time. Jason was cleared several weeks back and was tentatively scheduled to be back in the ring in July, but that obviously never happened. Jason did represent WWE at the 2018 Special Olympics, but he's still injured, so it's worse than we thought, boys. He may not be coming back in the present.
And sadly, I just read about this a little while ago. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have even gone to and read it. Now that I have you giving me the news, I probably shouldn't even waste my time going in rags, which I hardly ever do. But anyway, I was there. I read this, man. And I feel kind of sorry for the guy, man. They brought him back. Here's a guy. He's been on the shelf for a while now. They brought him back. They teased the comeback and shit with him. It's been all over the freaking web. He's coming back. When is he going to come back? Even our own Christian from Philly has been talking about it, making predictions the past two pay-per-views. Jason Jordan interferes, blah, blah, blah. Jason Jordan interferes here. Jason Jordan interferes. But it never happened.
Yeah.
Now,
you know who never said anything about Jason Jordan coming back? Me. I never said anything.
Oh, my God.
About...
Who the hell cares?
Hey, Christian, do you have that other news, the other big thing that just broke? Are you going to mention that?
What, Cole Cabana?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah!
I already said that earlier in the show, T-Rock.
Yeah,
Cole
Cabana broke
Cabana's
in.
Doing...
Well, I know, but this is news, right? This is news,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we
isn't
talked
that,
about
like...
it earlier, man, and we should touch on it again. What are your
Why can't
we?
I can't expect to listen to your whole show. What is it, a fucking hour and a half?
Okay.
Like, I got things to do.
No.
I can't.
Right,
I can't
okay.
be bothered.
We understand.
You got enough listeners. You got enough listeners anyway. You got plenty of listeners without me.
Yeah.
We appreciate that you took the time to call in. Hold on a minute. We do appreciate it, but however, Christian could not wait till his news segment. He blurted out that he had breaking news that he wanted to share with us, so I allowed him to share it with us, and that's why you missed it. Otherwise, you would have been here right on time for that. But please, entertain us with your thoughts on CM Punk and apparently he got the money shot after all, or he's going for the money shot, the real money shot, because it always looks like Colt fucking Cabana is going for a goddamn money shot the way he has his mouth open all the time. Like he's a...
You know, I met Colt Cabana. I met Colt Cabana at a wrestling show, and he shakes hands like a cold fish. He has the limpiest, wussiest woman handshake.
And now I find out that he shakes hands like a cold fish on top of that. So here you have a fucking picture he takes. He's got his mouth open like he's waiting for... Somebody
shoot
in his mouth. He shake hands like a cold fucking fish, too. God damn it.
Limp-wristed. Sorry, Christian. Go ahead with your news. I apologize for...
All right, so... It says that the reason why he's suing Punk is because of legal fees. That Punk promised him to pay for his bills. But Punk, I guess, went back on his word. And now Colt Cabana said, you're on your own now.
This is madness!
Well, shit, there you have it. He's on his
Looks
own.
Looks like CM Punk's coming back
Woo-hoo!
To WWE.
No, CM Punk's going
I
to ROH.
Imagine.
He needs a paycheck. He needs the money now.
If he gets caught on this, which it looks like he might, because he apparently there's some text messages that he covered. He asked me. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live, please. If that happens.
Here's another news. Sami Zayn went under another second surgery after shoulder injuries. He's on another surgery. Second surgery. Oh, fuck me. And
no, I don't want to.
Oh, please, will you stop?
So that begs the question, lads. Is Sami Zayn going to return as a face?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I hope not, man. Because he had nothing going for him as a face. Nothing at
yeah,
all.
But,
he was terrible
yeah, but,
as a face.
Yeah, but bro, he still had nothing when he went heel.
Well, he was a lot more entertaining, though, as a heel. At least
I know
he
was
had
a lot
that.
More, I know he was a lot more entertaining, bro, but he still lost matches.
No, I'll tell you what, man. Fuck Sami Zayn. He's one of those guys that I could do without. If he never fucking came back, I don't give a shit. I really don't. Fuck that guy. I can't stand him. Never did like him. You know, I don't know why I'm sitting here talking about him.
Fuck
Sami Zayn.
That Canadian. Yeah, fuck that Canadian.
What Sami Zayn is the best thing to happen to wrestling since I don't know what. How could you
he
not like?
He ain't better than El Generico.
Yeah, El Generico's much better.
El Generico's my hero.
Oh, please, will you stop?
Him and Mr. America. And Juan Cena.
Hey guys, we're in the overrun now, man. Wrap it up, man. Keep going. You got more news? You got more news, bud?
Yeah, we got Maria Cornelius got injured. She's injured.
Who is?
Maria.
Maria Cornelius?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know how.
How come we haven't seen Mike Kanellis yet? What happened to Mike Kanellis?
Oh, he's going to be fired too.
What's
he's on
SmackDown?
He's going to be fired too, bro. He's on the fire list too.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Where's this fired list? What's this fired list? Like, you have a list? Like, what's your list?
No.
Oh my God,
fire?
Who
no,
the hell cares?
All right, so this was because of the reason I say fire list was because I found an article on an article that said that Vince McMahon is going to release and fire these wrestlers. Gable is one of them. Jinder Mahal is one of them. Aiden English is one of them. The Revival are one of them. Mike Kanellis is one of them, and the rest. Like, Apollo Crews is one of them, and Dana Brooke is one of them. That's where the fire list comes from, because all those wrestlers are going to be gone soon.
Why would they fire Jinder Mahal? They just made him champion.
I don't know. They're
they need
fire
that
him.
Indian market.
No!
They don't have anybody.
He's on the fire list, bro. He's on.
All they have to do is just fire one of the Singh brothers and leave the other one. You know.
Well, they're going to fire him, man. He's on the. They're not going to renew his contract. They're going to fire him. He's on the fire list.
How can you fire Dana Brooke? I mean, her guns are, you know, blazing.
Hashtag Titus Worldwide canceled.
Well, Titus deserves a title run. He deserves his own title shot.
But the most pissed off of them all is Chad Gable. Why are they going to fire Gable for?
Because Jason Jordan's not coming back.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to fire Gable. That's not fair.
You guys, y'all keep going. I want to fight.
No fight. No. I just say Dana Brooke and her titties ain't going to get fired. Jinder Mahal is the Indian market. And Chad Gable, like, he might get fired because Jason Jordan's not coming back. If Jason Jordan was going to come back, they would have had Team American Alpha 2.0 with Kurt Angle as the manager. But that ain't going to happen, so that's a possibility. But I don't think – Mike Kanellis maybe, because, like, he hasn't done jack diddly.
What about Shelton Benjamin? Because he's on the fire list too.
Why would you fire Shelton Benjamin?
You just brought him
he's
in.
Fire No Way Jose. Fire No Way Jose. Keep Shelton Benjamin.
No, they're going to get rid of No Way Jose, too. They're going to get rid of both of them. He's on the fire list, too.
Huh.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. Get rid of fire Curt Hawkins and keep him.
No, Curt Hawkins didn't make the list. He's not getting fired.
Well, I know, but why would they fire Shelton Benjamin? He's a bona fide main eventer. He's a bona fide, like...
I don't know, man. Racism, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They hardly use him at all. I haven't seen him since Randy Orton with him in that match and Jeff Hardy.
They're going to fire two black men and a statistician and Mike Kanellis.
And an Asian, Indian. And Aiden English.
Man, the boo birds are coming out for Christian.
I can make my own firing list. I would make my own firing list.
Lay it on us. Come on.
I would get rid of Fandango. I would get rid of Tyler Breeze. I would get rid of No Way Jose. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I would get rid of what the 10 guy? What's his name? 10 dude. I'd get rid of Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger. I'd get rid of Zack Ryder. I would. If you want to get rid of a woman, I don't know. I'd get rid of. I don't know about Aiden English. He's about to start a feud with Rusev.
Well, he's on the fire list too. So he's going to lose, and then he's going to get fired afterwards.
You can't fire yourself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, if you want to check out – no. This is it. We're done. If you want to check out more news –
I got to say something.
What is it, Christian? What is it?
I forgot to tell T-Rock one tag team that was gonna get fired too.
The Revival, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He knows, cause he's why does he know? T-Rock, tell him why you know.
Because I know, but I would get rid of the two Mexicans. I would get rid of not Primo and Epico. They can go too. But I'm talking the Authors of Pain, Vato. They need to go. The two swarthy Mexicans they found at a bar one night. They need to get rid of them.
Los
Vatos Locos. But you can get rid of Primo and Epico too.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of those guys for sure, man. I can't stand those guys.
Let's start a hashtag. Save
guys.
Shelton Benjamin. Save Shelton Benjamin.
Right? I like Shelton Benjamin. Blonde Bomb Shelton. I used to call him the Bomb Shelton. Bomb Shelton. I shook his hand one night, man. He was coming through, right? He was coming through, man. And it just so happened that I was walking that way. I was lost as fuck, man. And I was walking that way to the car, totally wrong way. And the next thing you know, the superstars are coming out right there through the garage and shit. And there was a bunch of people that were gathered around, and I was like, what the fuck's going on over there? So I went over there, and they were coming out, right? They were coming out. And some of them had their windows rolled down and shit. And fucking Bomb Shelton was one of them. And I was like, Bomb Shelton. As I gave him a high five and shit. He was all smiles and shit, wearing some badass sunglasses. And I proceeded to say, shh. I said, Bomb Shelton, my snicker. It was fucking
oh, my God,
all,
who
man.
The hell
anyway. T-Rock, take yourself out, man. Thanks for joining us there, by the way. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence.
I would like to tell all of your listeners, the thousands and thousands of people who listen to Fatal 4-Way Radio, to tune in on Monday night for Monday Night Fallout, where me, Minister and Sinister, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, by the way,
the IWC Legends Champion Double L, and of course Christian, talk about Monday Night Raw, the B show. And tune into that. We start at the Overrun live right here on the World Generation Network. It's going to be good. So I'm T-Rock Plutonium because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking. See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, T-Rock Plutonium. Gotta love that guy, man. Gotta love that guy. Really cool cat. But anyway, Christian, what do you have? You got any announcements for us, man? Take yourself out. Plug your show. And we'll see you next week.
All right. All right. My show's on Saturday, Radio Renegades, with me, the host, and my co-host, Batman, on 8 o'clock, where we talk about missed booking opportunities, what if scenarios, and much more segments. This has been Cradle for a Radio. See you guys next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. And I got to say, man, I really did miss Batman today. It's unfortunate that he was not able to make it with us today, but I'm sure he's off doing something, saving the world, the universe, something, right? Maybe he's saving Fatal 4-Way Radio from getting canceled even. Who the fuck knows? But whatever it is, it's something with integrity and something filled with a bunch of goodness, because after all, he is Batman. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and I do want to thank each and every one of you for joining us right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Somebody didn't get the memo there, but yeah, you know what I mean. Keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Until next time, thank you for joining us.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.